Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Well, we just got some bombshell news as it relates to U.S. homeowners and the equity in their homes. Take a look at this new report just out that talks about U.S. homeowners having a record $35 trillion in home equity right now. In Q2 of 2024, the total value of U.S. home ownership occupied housing was $48.2 trillion, while the total U.S. mortgage debt stood at just $13 trillion. So that difference represents a whopping massive amount of home equity. I just want to go through this. I mean, and I want you to sit here and think about this for a second, because many of you right now are sitting on a lot of home equity and you're wondering what exactly to do with it or how to leverage it. And that's what we're going to talk about in a second. But I just want to kind of go through some of the history of this right now. The total U.S. homeowner equity by the Q2 of this year, if you look at 2017, was $16 trillion. 2018, $17 trillion. 2019, $19 trillion. Then all the way up until now, $35.1 trillion. So during the pandemic housing boom, of course, housing demand surged, right, rapidly. Then you had all these low interest rates, people moving, wanted to move to the mountains. They wanted to get out of the city, get out of the craziness. You know, all that stimulus money that was flowing through the economy, a lot of fake money, let's be honest. But what I love about this is that what wasn't fake, now we're starting to see the cream rise to the top, you know, like a good cup of coffee, right? So the cream has risen to the top. You're seeing gold prices surging right now, silver prices surging. You're seeing the value of a home, of owning your own home is surging. And the amount of equity in these tangible assets has surged. So again, I come back to this. Tangible assets, right? All of this fake money that's been floating around in the U.S. economy now is showing itself. Now we're seeing the fruits of actually owning real tangible assets. The value of the U.S. dollar right now is plummeting because of inflation. We just got the new inflation numbers out from September, and they are not good. This is why the New York Times is freaking out right now for, you know, they're in the tank for Kamala Harris. They're worried, of course, that this is going to tank her candidacy, and probably rightly so. She's a part of the Biden administration, which has been an absolute economic disaster for the United States, soaring inflation rates under their administration and their leadership, driving sanctions against Russia, which has driven up the cost of just about everything in the United States, ridiculous green energy policies, which have driven up the cost of everything in the United States, surging energy prices, also related to what the Biden administration has done. So her hands are dirty. Her hands are all over it. And you all know that. You guys are educated. So this is really devastating. But what I think sits at the heart of all of this is the American home ownership. And this, again, shows that the cream has risen to the top, that when buying tangible assets like real estate, we are going to get to see the benefits of owning those homes. We're going to get to see the benefits of owning those homes through equity. So let's talk about this. The U.S. homeowners' aggregate balance sheets, a 12-month year-over-year change right now. Take a look at this graph here. The record $35 trillion in home equity has a huge economic impact because the vast amount of equity, if you couple that with 96% of U.S. mortgage debt is a fixed rate, then that has really been a huge buffer right now to help a lot of homeowners and consumer spending during the Fed's interest rate hiking cycle recently. So again, if they have that buffer, they have that home equity, that has honestly acted as like the only cushion you guys have. Think about it. We know that the credit card debt has soared, and American savings accounts have plummeted. Well, what is the one area that's been secure almost like a lockbox right now? And that is the U.S. home. That is home ownership and the equity in your home. So again, it was really called back in 2005, the housing wealth effect. And in 2005, in fact, a Yale economics professor, Robert Shiller, co-authored a paper finding that changes in home prices have a, quote, larger and more important impact than changes in the stock market prices in influencing household consumption in the United States and other developed countries. So, in other words, it's more impactful for you as a homeowner to have equity in your home than it is for you to have like a stock market portfolio that goes up a little bit for your 401k value. This is the wealth. This is how Americans build wealth. It's through real estate investing and the homes that they own. So now you might be one of these people that's sitting on a boatload of equity in your home right now. What do you do? In fact, one of our callers who went to our website and left a voicemail question, we answer them in our Q&A episodes here on the show, asked us a question about the amount of home equity. He's got a lot of home equity. I think it was like $1 million or something, and he only owed like $100,000 on the home. And I like to say, you cannot eat equity. You know, sitting on this massive amount of equity, how do you leverage that? I mean, it's sitting there doing nothing for you other than being a bit of a pad for you right now. Can you tap into some of that home equity using a home equity line of credit and invest in real estate or buy other tangible assets? That's what I would be doing. Again, I'm not a financial advisor, but that's exactly what I've done. That's how I started investing in real estate at the very beginning, is using home equity lines of credit, using the equity in the home that I lived in. Because remember, the home you live in is not a performing asset. In other words, it's not producing monthly cash flow, right? What it's doing, though, is giving you a cushion, and you have that leverage now with that equity. How do you tap into that? How can you take some of that equity and then start to buy actual investment properties? That's what my team at Morris Invest can help you do. If you just go to our website, you can book a call with our team, and we build, along with our team at Sidera Wealth, new construction rental properties in the best markets in the United States. We're in West Texas and Missouri, and these are A-class areas with A-class school districts. So, and imagine the down payment on any of those properties is about $50,000. So if you took a little bit of equity out of the home you live in, use that as a down payment on a property, and then use the bank's financing in order to acquire rental properties. Now imagine you use $50,000, you own a property, an investment property, then another $50,000. Now you own two investment properties that are cash flowing with tenants in these properties. And now you've completely changed your family's wealth dynamic because you're not sitting on that equity in your home. We'll get back to that video in a minute, but first, I need to tell you about a golden opportunity for investors that's happening right now. Mortgage rates have plummeted in anticipation of the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates at their upcoming meeting in September. Now, it's good news for buyers, and it has presented a unique overlap in the investing world right now. Remember, when mortgage rates spiked last year, well, a lot of sellers started offering incentives to help investors achieve positive cash flow. For example, my company, Morris Invest, and our team over at Sidera Wealth started offering clients a rate buy-down credit. Now, a rate buy-down drastically reduces your mortgage payment. If you've ever run the numbers on an investment property, you know that's a big deal. Now, here's where the golden opportunity comes in. When mortgage rates change, it can take a while for other things like seller incentives to start catching up. So even though you can get a mortgage rate in the low sixes right now, and that could be even lower by the time you're seeing this video, right now you can also lock in a rate buy-down credit on top of that. And this is huge, people, huge. With the two combined, our team's finance expert said he's seeing our clients locking in rates he hasn't seen in years. But here's the catch. The window of opportunity here is very narrow. This overlap will close very soon. So those seller incentives are going to fall off very, very soon. There are two more reasons to move quickly on this. One, prices are rising week over week. And now that rates are going down, they're going to spike even more dramatically, which will be made worse by two, increasing competition. Potential buyers have been sitting on the sidelines just waiting for rates to drop. And now that they have, they're going to flood the market, reproduce bidding wars, pushing prices even higher. If you need a refresher on the advantages of owning real estate, like how it delivers four streams of income through number one, appreciation and equity gains, number two, principal reduction by your tenants, number three, tax benefits and depreciation, and number four, cash flow, I'll link another video in the description so you can check that out. But if you've done your research and you already understand why build-to-rent properties in high-growth rental markets are a great path to financial freedom, then take action right now. You do not want to miss out on this opportunity to fast-track your investing strategy. Cash in on this narrow overlap of lower rates and seller incentives while it's here. Click the link below and schedule a free call right now. It could be the most important call you make this year. So again, how many of you right now are sitting on a lot of home equity in your home, or how much do you, maybe you don't even know how much your home is worth, but it's absolutely worth checking out. It's absolutely worth working with a local bank. I suggest a local bank in order to get a home equity line of credit. Our friend Dan Krause at Churchill Mortgage, I'm not affiliated with him in any way. He's just a great guy. I'll have a link in the description below to contact Dan Krause. He can do home equity lines of credit in almost all 50 states across the United States right now. And he can let you know how much your home is worth, give you a home equity line of credit that you can use then to start buying real estate, start investing, start turning some of that equity that you're sitting in right now into cash flowing performing assets. That's exactly what I would be doing right now. Let me know down below, how many of you have equity in your home right now, and how many of you are looking to leverage that equity? I just wanted to share this story because this is a bit of breaking news on the $35 trillion in home equity in the United States. And we'll see you next time, everyone.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.